evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Kalfiper coming to you from Washington here on this Monday, April 16th. I trust you've all filed your taxes. Unfortunately, I did, along with Fat Check. That's the way it works, folks. I opened up by saying good evening. It's not a good evening, folks. This horrible, horrible thing that happened at Virginia Tech. There's going to be a lot of speculation about it and a lot of very reasonable speculation. Big question is, why didn't they just shut the school down when they first heard of these initial shootings? I haven't even heard all the details yet. I've avoided listening to the reports on it for the most part. But I'll tell you, it hit very close to home for the people at American Free Press. Two of the employees at American Free Press had children. Three children of two employees attended Virginia Tech in years past. And when I first heard it was a school in Virginia, I was very, very concerned because the son of a very good friend of mine is in school in Virginia and not at that school, fortunately. But obviously our hearts go out to all those families and everybody at that school. It must just be a really, really horrible thing. Of course, the gun control fanatics will begin their chorus saying that gun control would have stopped this. Well, you know, I would respond to that right off the top of my head that if one of the students had been lawfully carrying a weapon, one of the students might have been able to stop this thing from happening. I don't even know the details yet, folks, and it's not something we need to speculate about till we really do know all the details, but it's a tragedy nonetheless. I'm expecting a brief call from somebody here this evening who had sent me an email about the trucker strike, and I suggested he might want to call in here, so we may hear from him. Needless to say, we do want to remind you of the big trucker strike for the 23rd, 24th, and 25th in all the state capitals, and presumably here in Washington, D.C., the truckers need to speak out. The truckers are speaking out and need to speak out on behalf of the truckers. Now, we come back, folks, and for a little bit into this hour, I'm going to have to discuss a matter with you regarding a lunatic who has been harassing me. And believe it or not, I'm not talking about Eric Hupschmidt, folks. he's not a lunatic, folks. He's a very carefully crafting young man. No, but this is another serious matter, folks, and we'll talk about it when we come back.
Summer is once again just around the corner. As usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, dust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released to the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. With Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark. You may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills, even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt and still counting, and enable clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press, and headquarters for me, Michael Collins Piper. Can't afford to move anywhere else. I should be living in Palm Springs, but I'm not. I'm here in Washington, D.C. Anyway, folks, I have to devote some of this hour to something here which has come up. I'm going to try to break the story down so that those of you who are just listening for the first time know about the story. Some months ago, this has been a few months ago now, I became aware of a college professor at Villanova University named Andrew Mathis. He apparently has a legitimate doctorate, and he has written several books. He's in the humanities department there. I came across something on the internet in which he was calling me a liar. And oddly enough, it was in the context of an interview I had done months and months ago, as you can imagine, with none other than Daryl Bradford Smith, who is the useful idiot for Eric Huffschmidt. I've come to conclude that Daryl probably is quite sincere, but he's being manipulated by Huffschmidt and Huffschmidt's handlers. But that's another story, another time, which we're going to discuss in detail, I guarantee you. Not tonight, though. But in any case, I wrote this Professor Mathis and pointed out that his accusations about me were lies. He was misstating what I had said. And I told him, I could sue him for libel because I felt that he was deliberately and maliciously distorting what I had said. He wrote me back in very Talmudic language, in filthy language. He told me to go blank, 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 blank myself. This was after I had invited him to appear on my program, ladies and gentlemen. I said, instead of writing about me, I said, why don't you come on this program and we'll discuss these very issues that you have with what I have said. I pointed out, for example, for your information, I had pointed out that Margaret Truman, the daughter of President Harry Truman, had said that the student gang in Palestine had plotted to kill her father, President Harry Truman. Well, Mr. Mathis, Dr. Mathis, said this was a lie and that Michael Collins Piper was spreading anti-Semitic filth and hatred for stating Margaret Truman, in fact, as I say, had said in her own biography, father, I invited him to come on the program and discuss it after I'd pointed out the errors in his statements, and he told me to go blank myself using gutter language that I wouldn't have expected from a college professor. Well, following that, I proceeded to receive a series of emails from Dr. Mathis on a pretty regular basis, and I basically told him, no, I didn't basically tell him, I did tell him precisely what he told me. I didn't want to hear from the man, but I kept receiving emails from him, and I would block his emails, and then he would turn around and continue to write me. He was also doing the same thing to other people I subsequently found out, people such as Jim Condit. And also Mark Glenn. And it's ironic that that this Mathis, who is a professor at a Catholic university, Villanova University, and here two of his primary targets are people who are very traditional Catholics, Mark Glenn and Jim Condit. And the emails that coming from this guy were just really weird. And Mark Glenn and I have talked about this. You know, I'm accustomed to receiving really weird emails and foul-mouthed emails. But the tone, the undertone, the overtone, the entirety of these emails from Dr. Mathis is very, very peculiar and very, very disturbing and very, very threatening. And as I say, I did my best to ignore him, but he wouldn't stop. And months ago, I contacted the head of his department at Villanova University. I believe his name is Dr. Jocks. And I had a very pleasant conversation with him, and I said, basically, look, I'm just asking for you to tell Dr. Mathis to let me alone, don't bother me, I don't hear from him. I don't have any desire. I invited him on the program to debate rationally. He chose not to. Instead, he used foul language with me. He sent me a peculiar, and again, it was kind of, I thought, sexually suggestive, twisted comment. He said, Do you kiss your mother with that foul mouth of yours, or something like that? Yeah, it's just rather odd, needless to say. But needless to say, despite my efforts to get Villanova University to tell Dr. Mathis just to stop bothering me, he wouldn't stop. It slowed down for a while, and then it picked up again. And I've mentioned him in passing on this program, but I've generally avoided the discussion of it because I really didn't want anything to do with him. I would block his emails. I didn't respond to the ones that did get through that were identifiably from him or appeared to be from him. But the other day, folks, it was actually on March 30th. All right, it was before March 30th. March 30th. I received an email from on one of my broadcasts. I mentioned the death of my mother going on 2 years ago, and what a struggle it was for her, that she had no money to get any alternative treatments, and how her doctors were railroading her through the hospital insurance system to give her treatments that she didn't really want. Now, it was a very painful thing for her and for our family. And I mentioned that on the show and about it, and I received several phone calls from listeners who expressed their sympathies, very heartfelt phone calls, you know, and as I said at the time, you know, I appreciated those phone calls, but it's been a long, you know, it's been 2 years now, and, you know, life goes on, you know, you do lose your relatives. No sooner had I received those friendly phone calls from the listeners than I got an email from Dr. Mathis. And it said, I apologize. Okay, and I was curious. I opened that email up. And in that email, he says to me something along the lines of, I didn't know your mother was dead, so I apologize for having made that comment asking you, do you kiss your mother with that filthy mouth of yours? Why he even thinks about me kissing my mother with my filthy mouth really says a lot about this guy's brain is, frankly. Very sick. Very, very sick, as I think you'll agree. But it was clear this apology was not an apology. He knew that I didn't want to hear from him. He was being sarcastic. And I didn't like that. Because, you know, as I said on this program then, you know, it's one thing for him to criticize me and what I say, but for him to take advantage of a sick, twisted way to do that, I thought was really vile. And, you know, what I did then, folks, what I did then was once again contact Villanova University. I contacted, I believe it was the office of the president, and there was a nice young woman who answered the phone. I said to her, I said, look, I said, you know, I've complained before about Dr. Mathis. I said, the people there at the university know who I am. I said, I have a radio show. Dr. Mathis doesn't like me. I said, it's one thing for him to criticize me, but to send these sarcastic, vile, I would even say in their own way, sexually suggestive emails, you know, that's pretty, pretty rotten. And I said, you know, I said, if Dr. Mathis came up to someone in a bar and made these kind of remarks about someone's dead mother, he'd get his jaw broken or someone would break his legs. And that's absolutely true, because if you go up to someone in a bar and make these kind of remarks to someone about their mother, most people will react. And I even said to the young lady, and I wanted to be very politically correct, I said, if you were in a bar with your boyfriend or your husband, and then it occurred to me, well, maybe she's gay, so I said, or your girlfriend. So I was covering all grounds there, folks, very politically correct. I said, if someone came up and made those kind of remarks to you about your dead mother, I said, I don't know whether your mother's dead or not, but I said, if they kind of made those remarks to you, I said, I have a feeling that your boyfriend or your husband or your girlfriend would paste someone like Dr. Mathis in the mouth. And I don't think there's anybody in the entire world of race, creed, or color who wouldn't agree with that statement. Because, you see, people don't take attacks on their dead mother, and that's very clearly what it was, very nicely. And that's exactly what I said to the young lady. And I told her that I wanted Villanova University to get Dr. Mathis off my back. And I did. All right, more when we come back, ladies.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but with the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, pack 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Osh-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect product to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, will get a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stoveandmoreonline.com.
Summer is once again just around the corner. As usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 10% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from the tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with EFR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply put a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Colin Piper here, unfortunately having to devote some of this discussion to something that needs to be put on the record here against the most recent threatening emails that I have received from this very disturbed individual, Dr. Andrew Mathis of Villanova University. Before the break, I explained to you how I called Villanova, and this is what I went on the radio on March 30th, and I said this. This is a transcription of what I said on this program on March 30th. So if it sounds like you've heard it before, you have, but I want to read it in detail. I said, I had previously contacted Villanova University, his department there, and asked him to put a stop to his behavior. And I called them today, and I said, look, this is a madman. I said if he made the kind of remarks to anybody in a bar room, sarcastic remarks to somebody's dead mother in a bar room, he'd end up with a broken jaw or broken leg. And frankly, folks, I said on March 30th, it's all fine and dandy to attack me. Look, I expect it. I write books that piss people off, and I say things on the air to people off, but you don't attack my dead mother. So I'm just here to tell you, folks, if I hear Andrew Mathis, it's easy for him to back. I invited him to come on this program one time. He's afraid to come on this program, ladies and gentlemen. He says he's not going to dignify me, but he'll send me harassing emails. He sends me emails pretending to be somebody else sympathetic to me. I know it's him, those particular emails that I get. He does the same thing to Mark Glenn and several other people, but he doesn't have the guts to come on this program. But he gets on the internet. It's safe for him to hide on the internet. It's easy for him to take on a fat, middle-aged guy like Mike Piper, but I'd like to see him on some of these nasty, tough, young skinheads, and then let's see what happens to Andrew Mathis. Maybe he will get his legs broken. Maybe somebody will kneecap him. Maybe somebody will throw acid in his face. That would be sad. And then I said, folks, anyway, some news. Well, let's put this in perspective, folks. This is exactly the case here. Mr. Mathis harasses Mike Piper and Mark Glenn precisely because he knows we're not dangerous. He knows that I have no pull with the skinheads. The leader of the skinheads once called for the assassination of Willis Cardo, my longtime boss and friend who was on this program the other night. Dr. Andrew Mathis knows that. Dr. Mathis knows that I have an African-American godson. Dr. Mathis knows he can't really play that skinhead card. He knows the skinheads don't have any contact with skinheads. In my entire life, I think I've met three skinheads. Now, actually about six. And the skinheads were part of an anti-racist group of skinheads. So I have no pull with skinheads. I wouldn't know where to get in touch with a skinhead if I needed to. And I don't think there are that many skinheads anyway. But it's very interesting to find out, folks. If you look on the internet, you'll find that Dr. Mathis has been posting on alt.skinheads. Evidently, it must be a skinhead discussion group of skinheads. But there's Dr. Mathis up there writing. And, folks, if you have any young children listening, which I doubt there are, I'm going to read you some direct quotes from Andrew Mathis, who's posting on a skinhead group, apparently. Referring apparently to Ingrid Zundel, the wife of Ernst Zundel, Andrew Mathis wrote, and bear in mind, folks, this is a direct quote, pardon me for the language, he says, yep, she's a bitch and filth. Then again, all Germans are filth. That's Dr. Andrew Mathis, who's supposed to be a high-toned scholar at a Catholic religious university. Yep, she is a bitch and filth. Then again, all Germans are filth. Talk about Ingrid Zundel, who is a lady. And then apparently this is what he wrote to Ingrid Zundel. Ingrid, and this is not for the sensitive folks. This language is unseemly. He's right, but I want you to hear it on the air. Ingrid, this is on the internet. Ingrid, why don't you go back to breastfeeding your idiot son and masturbating to pictures of Der Führer. Again, notice that business about the connection between mother and son, breastfeeding your idiot son, kind of like the same language he used to me about, do I kiss my mother with my filthy mouth? You see, this is the kind of stuff that Dr. Andrew Mathis writes. He concludes his email to Ingrid Zundel. Apparently it's Ingrid Zundel. You're a disgrace to humanity. It's a shame you ever bred. Again, talking about mothers and children. Go to hell. That's what Andrew Mathis says. This is the kind of stuff he's posting. And then, in another post, again, in these kind of white power and skinhead type arenas, obviously trying to bring attention to himself, he threatens someone, I'll post your phone number. In other words, Dr. Andrew Mathis is threatening to post someone's telephone number on the internet so that they will be harassed. Now, this is the man we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Andrew Mathis. Now, when we come back, I'm going to read you the latest email I got from him and give him the response that he requests.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power and for a less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked at several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by Zionists. Father Don Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Yeah.
right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here discussing the odious Dr. Andrew Mathis, a foul-mouthed psychopath who inexplicably is permitted to get away with what he does, apparently because he's a convert to Judaism. I don't know. I don't care if convert. I don't care if he was born a Jew. Evidently, he has taken it upon himself to become the white knight in the war against critics of Israel and anybody else who he believes to be a Holocaust denier. And he has, as I've said, documenting right here from the Internet, he has been taunting people on skinhead websites. And, here's his email that I have received from him today, and it's rather disjointed and peculiar, folks, but I'm going to read it here because then I'm going to comment. And, folks, I think you probably already figured out right now, this broadcast constitutes, in its own sense, a legal notice, a legal document, because it is being heard live. It'll be archived by RBN. I will have a transcription made of it. Here's the email I received now on April 14th. This is like 2 weeks after my March 30th broadcast. Why it took 2 weeks to receive this email, I don't know. He writes, "Mr. Piper, this email is to provide you notice of a couple of things that are set to happen should you refuse to accommodate my two below requests that are a result of your previous actions." He says, "It has come to my attention that when you called Villanova most recently to complain about me, you issued a threat against me about breaking my legs." He says, "I don't take that matter lightly any more than I do your very close incitement violence against me on your behalf by skinheads. Thus, I have decided to report you to the District of Columbia Police Department. Furthermore, because you issued your threat when contacting Villanova using a telephone crossing state lines, you committed a federal offense as well, and thus I will also be reporting you to the FBI." He then goes on to say, "I will not report you to law enforcement if you will do two things. Number one, express to me in writing, email is of course fine, that you will not act to have me physically harmed, and that you will cease and desist from any further calls to Villanova. Number two," he says, "announce on air during your program that you do not want me physically attacked and that you are formally calling for your listeners to leave me alone, both physically and professionally." I'm going to read the rest of his email in a moment, folks, but I'm going to comment. He says, "When I called Villanova to complain, I issued a threat against him about breaking his..." I did not. I said on March 30th precisely exactly what I said and read back to you. I said that if anybody made those kind of remarks, anybody in a bar room about someone's dead mother, that person could end up with a broken jaw or broken legs. And that is absolutely true. I did not say, "I am going to break Dr. Mathis's legs. I am not going to have," I did not say, "I am going to have somebody break his legs." I did not say, "I want that to happen to Dr. Mathis." In fact, what I said to the young lady, Dr. Mathis should stop doing these things to people because someday he will get hurt by somebody if he continues to act this way in this kind of a situation, obviously. I did not make a threat to do it. That was very, very clear, and I made that clear to the young lady, and I don't frankly believe that the young lady said what Dr. Mathis says, which she apparently is saying that I said. Now, bear in mind that if Dr. Mathis wants to file a police report, you know, he can do this. But this young lady, it would be critical to his case. This young lady will be putting herself on the line for a libel suit or for a slander suit or a libel suit if she puts it in that I said these things. Now, of course, it's my word against hers. But frankly, I don't think the young lady, if I spoke to the young lady and I had the opportunity to quiz this young lady in an open court, I think the young lady would acknowledge that I said precisely what I did say. That if it were in a barroom situation, this is what would happen. So obviously, folks, I did not make a threat against Dr. Mathis about breaking his legs, nor did I incite violence against him on my behalf by skinheads. As I pointed out here to you folks, No skinheads are going to do anything for me if I ask them to anyway, and I ask them to do it. And first of all, or I should say second of all, does Dr. Mathis think I am really that stupid that I would go on the air, literally on international air, and call for violence against him? He knows better than that. He knows that I'm not violent. And I'm sorry to say to Dr. Mathis on the air, you know, I can bring in lots of character witnesses here from Washington, D.C., past and present D.C. police officers, businessmen and workers here on Capitol Hill, people I've known on Capitol Hill, black, white, Asian, people I've known for 25 years who know that I am not a violent person. The D.C. Police Intelligence Squad has a file on me, ladies and gentlemen. I was told that by a detective some years ago who I had some dealings with on a D.C. Police Intelligence Squad. They know that I have no contacts with skinheads or with violent groups. I know some people in D.C. Police Department. They know, and they know that I'm not a violent person. So in any case, the very idea that I would even go on the air and as he's suggesting, make such threats. And what I did say was, as I said, it's easy for him to take on a fat, middle-aged guy like Mike Piper. But if he's so bold and gutsy, let him take on these nasty, tough, young skinheads. And then let's see what happens. He is obviously trying to provoke them. He's written on his website how skinheads have been around his house and he may get a gun. You know, here's somebody talking about buying a gun. I've never owned a gun in my life, ladies and gentlemen. My own father suggested I get a gun once when I was mugged here in Washington, D.C., but I didn't get a gun. I could walk 100 feet from here, 150 feet from my house, and find a number of people who go out and get me a gun. But here's Dr. Mathis on the Internet talking about getting a gun. Legal in his state. It's not legal here in D.C. right now. But needless to say, the point is this, folks, that anyone who knows me knows that I'm not violent, and anyone who heard that program can very clearly hear that I did not encourage anyone, I did not call upon anyone to commit any act of violence against Dr. Mathis. But, you know, when Dr. Mathis takes on violent people, he might suffer violence if they act as he says they act. I saw Dr. Mathis send an email to Ari Shamish, I believe, an Israeli gentleman, telling him not to attend a conference in California because there are skinheads there. So he's got this skinhead thing on his brain. Well, I haven't called for violence against Dr. Mathis. Now, he says that he wants me to express to him that I will not act to have him physically harmed. Well, I'm here to say that I would not act to have him physically harmed. He wants me to cease and desist from any further calls to Villanova. I will cease and desist in any further calls to Villanova because I've never wanted to have any contact with Dr. Mathis whatsoever in the first place. And believe me, folks, well, I'll continue on. He says, announce on air during your program that you do not be physically attacked. Well, I am announcing on the air that I do not want Dr. Mathis physically attacked. He says he wants me to formally call for my listeners to leave him alone, both physically and professionally. Well, I am calling my listeners to leave Dr. Mathis alone, both physically and professionally. But I would add this much, folks. I have seen emails from other people urging people to contact Villanova University and to complain about his activity. That would not be out of line because, you know, Dr. Mathis has taken on the cause of Holocaust revisionism, and I happen to know that there is a professor at Northwestern University, Dr. Arthur Butts, who's never called for any violence against anybody and who's not talked about the Holocaust in his room in electrical engineering. But he wrote a book about the Holocaust that Dr. Mathis and other people don't like, and there have been repeated efforts to censure Dr. Butts, to strip him of his tenure. So, you know, what is good for the goose is good for the gander. But see, Dr. Mathis doesn't seem to appreciate that. But I will say this much, folks. If I wanted to get Dr. Mathis fired from Villanova University, which is not what I tried to do when I called there, and I asked him to tell him to get off my back. I didn't say fire the guy. I said, tell him to get off my back. And if necessary, we can take it to court. We can discuss that in court. But nonetheless, I did not call for that. However, just let me say this much, and I've mentioned this on the air, but probably before Dr. Mathis became a regular listener. Some of my oldest friends happen to be one of the very most influential and religiously connected Roman Catholic families in the entire United States. And oddly enough, they just happen to live in the Philadelphia area where Villanova University is. And if I really had ever wanted to cause any trouble for Dr. Mathis, I could have picked up the phone and made one phone call, and the members of that extended family, who happen to be rather well-to-do, politically connected, as I say, very, 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 very well-connected in the Catholic Church, right up to the Vatican, they could make phone calls to contributors to Villanova University, people that they play golf with, people that they go riding with, people that they worship with in church every Sunday, people who they celebrate Christmas and Easter with. They could make the phone calls and have Dr. Mathis removed, probably, from Villanova University. But you see, I never made that phone call, Dr. Mathis. I never made that phone call because, you see, Dr. Mathis is very, 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 has, I've wasted more time on his show than necessary, folks, but because of the legal nature, because of the threats that he's making, I've been forced to do it. So I am reiterating that I will not act to have him physically harmed because I'm not a violent person, and I wouldn't do it myself, and I wouldn't ask other people to do it, number one. I will cease and desist from any further phone calls to Villanova. And I'm announcing on the air that I don't want this man physically attacked, and I'm formally calling for my listeners to leave him alone, both physically and professionally. But you know what? I expect the same from Dr. Mathis as well. Now, he says, I'm going to conclude this hopefully here in a few minutes, folks. He says, I will not ask that you apologize to me on air, nor will I publicize that you have apologized to me, nor will I publish any of this to my blog or spread it among my associates and colleagues. Well, I suppose that's a nice offer, folks, but I have nothing to apologize to him for because I did not make any threats against him. I didn't threaten to do anything to him, and I did not threaten to get other people to do anything against him. He's implying that I've threatened to get skinheads after him. I have no contacts with skinheads, nor really do I want any contact with skinheads. He goes on to say that I'm not even going to read this. He says that if I get him fired from Villanova, he'll sue me and that I'll lose $75,000 because presumably when he wins, he's going to sue me for wages lost, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, anyway, he says, you have until Wednesday morning to accommodate me or I will be contacting the D.C. police immediately and the FBI the next time I have a day off from work, which will be in June sometime. You have your freedom of speech and freedom of belief, but when you break the law, I'm going to call you on it. Well, folks, my comment is, I have not broken the law, and I think that would be very obvious even to the FBI and to the D.C. Police Department. But, folks, I'll say this much. If Dr. Mathis wants to have me arrested and tries to put me in jail, I actually would feel quite comfortable in the D.C. jail, because guess what, folks? I know quite a few people in the D.C. jail. In fact, someone sitting in the D.C. jail right now who housed that for me for 2 weeks when I was in Malaysia or Japan or someplace like that. Hell, if I went over to the D.C. jail, it would be old home days. So I'm not worried about that, folks. 6 months in jail if he somehow manages to get me convicted of it, which I don't think he can do because I did not commit any crime. But, you know, just for the record, folks, he says, in any event, this is the last email you will receive from me unless you want to discuss this further. I sincerely hope you will choose to make things easier on both of us. Well, I do because, you see, the thing is, if Dr. Mathis takes this further and goes to the D.C. Police Department or the FBI, whether working in concert with the Defamation League or anybody else, it will be very difficult for him. It will be very difficult for that young lady who he has put on the spot by saying that she said that I threatened to break his leg, which I did not. She will be forced to testify in court. She will be sued for libel and or slander. Villanova University will be brought into this. So the thing is, I'm asking Dr. Andrew Mathis to sit down and shut up. Stop bothering me. And stop bothering Mark Glenn. Stop bothering other people. Stop sending filthy emails out on the Internet about Ingrid Zundel, one of the most dignified women I've ever seen. Filthy, filthy emails, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be transcribing this program, and I'm going to be sending it to Villanova University, and if necessary, to the FBI and to the people I know in the D.C. Police Department, and to some other people that need to see it. But I think it's time for Dr. Mathis to grow up and clean out his dirty mouth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've occupied this whole hour talking about this nonsense, but it was necessary. We have Guess Who, our resident cynic, Jim from Texas, online with us. I'm going to bring him up after the break, and we're going to wrap up this hour.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released to the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. Unfortunately, I had to spend that time here on the air tonight talking about this just unpleasant situation that I hope is over with, because I really don't want any further dealings with this person. Anyway, we do have one caller here that I can bring up, and it is our resident cynic, Jim from Texas.
Yeah, Mike.
How you doing?
As your resident cynic, I think that I should be able to join in and with a direct threat to Dr. Mathis. I believe he's a doctor. If not, at least has a master's degree, but that's neither here nor there. But a direct threat that I hope, Dr. Mathis, that you get everything that you have coming to you and everything you deserve. Now, you decide whether it's a threat or not. So that's a very easy threat, really.
Well, Jim,
there's not a lawyer in the world that can make anything out of that, you know?
Yeah, you know, Jim.
Everything is coming to you.
You know, Jim, you know, he is just a troublemaker, and he's trying to, you know, his threats are not veiled. They're he's just a troublemaker, and you know, he's probably delighting in this more than anything, and it's just unpleasantness.
By the way, this comes around to the Imus situation, because I expect that he wants you to grovel and snivel like Imus. And by the way, Imus's young wife went to Villanova. For your information.
Oh, really? That's
interesting. Yeah, she's a graduate of Villanova.
You know, interesting. I didn't know that.
In case everything that goes around comes around. But, by the way, I talked to his eminence over the weekend. You know who I'm talking about.
His eminence. I think you mean Mark Glenn.
Yeah, absolutely. I talked to him over the weekend, and we had a nice discussion about the people that are after you, and we know who they are. And it was a very nice discussion. But anyhow... But I consider it a master of veiled threats. You know, I hope you get what's coming to you. Who can make what of that? It all depends on what you think's coming to you. Nobody can take you to court for that. I mean,
well, you know, as I said, Jim, you know, this Dr. Mathis feels it's okay. You know, he can attack guys like Mark Glenn and Mike Piper, you know, and Jim Condit. He knows we're nonviolent. He knows. You know, we're guys who write books and do radio shows and things like that, you know. But he's also, he's also been posting on these skinhead websites. Evidently, where skinheads congregate. And, you know, this is the kind of thing, you know, for his own good, he should just, if he's really scared about this, as he says he is, then he shouldn't be trying to provoke people.
By the way, I remember your remarks about, as you described, a bar in Virginia somewhere with skinheads in, whether he would be able to do that or something to that effect. I remember the conversation because I listen to all your shows. But anyhow, this it's all sad, but anyhow, hey, I hear the music coming.
Yeah, well, tomorrow night, Jim and everybody else listening, I hope we can talk about some interesting things in the news, and maybe we'll know more about this horrible, horrible tragedy out in Virginia. And let's say some prayers for the families and for the injured. It's a very, very sad thing. Very horrible, horrible thing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. I hated to burden you with that tonight, but I thought it was appropriate to do it on the air. And, you know, let's be open and discuss and debate. That's always what I've done on this program. Have a good evening, folks. Again, say a prayer. Yeah, did you say? Yeah, you said.